Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit down with our friends from the University of Arizona and we talk about what they're working on, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. From the undergraduate biology and research program at the U of A, affectionately known as UBURP, I'm so excited to welcome Joshua Hack to the studio. Welcome to KXCI, Joshua.
Thank you, Bridget.
So, what do you do at the U?
I am a senior and first year master's student in the molecular and cellular biology program, and I'm also majoring in ecology and evolutionary biology with minors in marine science and music. I play upright bass in the Arizona Symphony Orchestra and part of the university's orchestras for my entire time here.
Wow, how do you keep it all straight?
A lot of intentionally making time to fit everything into my schedule.
Are you working in any labs at the moment?
I'm working in the Hammer Lab. We're doing research on SCN8A epilepsy, a rare neurological disorder in children caused by changes in the genetic code that codes for a specific sodium channel protein. It presents with epileptic seizures. There's also developmental delay and various other comorbidities. It's also a very new disease. The gene that encodes for the sodium channel was actually identified in 2013 by Dr. Hammer, whose daughter actually had it. And we've been able to really increase the overall research and quality of research in the last 8-10 years as a result of being able to find where this gene is located.
That's major. What does your research look like?
If we get demographic information, family history of neurological disorders, the actual genetic report identifying the location of this mutation, information on developmental progress, overall quality of life, comorbidities, and any other medical tests. And my project uses all of this information to try to build a predictive model for what each patient is going to be experiencing later in life, and hopefully be able to assign them a group with a specific treatment plan to get them appropriately treated early in life and hopefully improve their quality of life. It's extremely promising currently. My model has been able to accurately predict phenotypic groupings into mild, moderate, and severe at around an 80%, 75% accuracy level. And it's going to be further refined.
Thank you so much for the work you do, Joshua.
Yeah, of course.
What do you plan to do after you graduate?
I am going to be pursuing a PhD in genetics and be able to provide a really positive research and lab environment for undergraduates, graduates, and postdocs, where I can really help encourage people to be passionate about good science, because I think that a lot of the times scientists get too focused on their field that they forget that other fields can help inform in different areas and in different ways, which can be really beneficial.
I like your style. Do you ever listen to music, Joshua?
I listen to a wide variety of music, and all of it is pretty much not current pop, which it leads to a lot of difficulties when talking with friends about music that we like, because it's just like, that's great. I know nothing about what you're talking about. listen to a lot of classical music with my background in upright bass, a lot of contemporary instrumental, classic rock, jazz. I like to say pretty much anything from the 1400s to 1990 is my range of music that I listen to.
Nice. The 1400s, that's back when they were listening to 8-tracks. Joshua Hack, thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today. We really appreciate your time.
Of course, thank you for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson, with generous support from our listeners. The music you're hearing is brought to you by Crow Wander. The name of the track is Your Eyes. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.